and welcome back to it. Here's the deal. The whistleblower complaint has been declassified, should be available today. Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah says he has seen it, says there's nothing here. It's talking about this one phone call for which we've already seen the transcript, so it's not there. On a related note, Joe McGuire, the acting intel chief, will be on Capitol Hill today, testifying publicly and behind closed doors both. Joe McGuire, a Washington Post report published over the last day or two said that he had threatened to quit if he was not allowed to testify before Congress. He says that's not true. More false reporting. More corrupt reporting. It's not fake media anymore. It is the corrupt media. It is false reporting. It is lying to the general public. McGuire releasing a statement that read in part, "At no time have I considered resigning my position since assuming this role on August 16th, 2019. I have never quit anything in my life. I'm not going to start now. I am committed to leading the intelligence community to address the diverse and complex threats facing our nation." Washington Post reporting, well, he was going to quit because he was going to be blocked from talking about what? We've got the transcript. The whistleblower complaint, it was something based on hearsay from what we understand. And we're going to go back to that. As I said, they continue to move the goalposts. There's nothing here. I mean, Bob Mueller, he found some people to prosecute. No Americans and nobody connected to Donald Trump could not establish a relationship between the Trump campaign. None of it, of course. You know that. Page 2 of the Mueller report. But let's dig through it a little bit. Let's get some other points of view here. We're going to go to bite 3 here. Brett Baer from Fox News nailing the Democrats and worse, the media, including the Wall Street Journal, for being way off the mark, not getting the facts straight, getting up way beyond their skis. It's bite number 3 with Brett Baer. Yesterday, go.
Just look at the evolution of the report. You had first that the president was going to withhold funds and demand an investigation. Then you had that he mentioned 8 times the Bidens and Biden investigation.
And pressure.
And the quid pro quo would be clear. None of those things are in this transcript. As we mentioned, it's implied because Democrats will say that he's talking about foreign aid and the aid to Ukraine and then says, I need a favor. But he mentions Biden once. He doesn't mention the word investigate or investigation anytime. He says, look into. My point is that the reporting ahead of this was not right. And now it's going to evolve.
It's going to shift.
It's dishonest. Not that it wasn't right. It was dishonest and corrupt reporting from the Washington Post and the Wall Street Journal, who I expect more from. Disappointed in that publication today, but maybe it's just part of the overall swamp mentality of get it first. Don't worry about getting it right. We'll fix it later. But Biden was mentioned exactly one time, like I told you to start this program. And the favor he's asking about has to do with corruption involving CrowdStrike and other interferences potentially originating in Ukraine during the 2016 election in the United States. Not anything current. So the Washington Post, CNN, MSNBC, all of them, and the Wall Street Journal included, disseminating false information. And if you continue to do that, you can't just be the fake news media. You can't just be reckless. At some point, you are corrupt. At some point, you're just being dishonest, and you know it. At some point, you're being dishonest, and you know it. So how could the Wall Street Journal and others report that Joe Biden's name was in this document 8 times, mentioned 8 times in the phone call? Where did that come from? Did it come from the whistleblower complaint? Because if it did, that completely discredits what little bit of credibility there might even be in that. But you have to ask yourself, why are all these people lying to you every single day? And the answer is pretty simple. They know they can't win in November of 2020. The Democrats are in full-on panic. The left is in full-on panic. They're handmaidens in the mainstream media in full-on panic right now because they see the numbers, like we just shared with you, that Joe Biden cannot beat Donald Trump. Neither can Elizabeth Warren. Neither can Bernie Sanders. Lindsey Graham from South Carolina, the guy that found his stride after Senator John McCain passed away, he stepped before the microphones again and just said, "What? There's nothing here." Bite 4 from Lindsey Graham. Bite 4. Go.
From my point of view, to impeach any president over a phone call like this would be insane. But why underwhelming in that transcript? He says favor. He asked him to work with the Attorney General Barr going forward on looking into getting dirt about Joe Biden.
I hope we will look at the corruption problem in the Ukraine. And I think the president pointed out in the firing of the prosecutor, maybe he deserved to be fired. Maybe he was corrupt. I don't know. But an obvious conflict of interest. Joe Biden is a very good friend, but we can't have a country where one side looks at and the other one does not. So here's the point. When Vice President Biden called for the prosecutor to be fired and we will cut off all aid, there is a conflict if, in fact, your son is on a board of a company being investigated.
I would say that's a conflict. And again, look at the difference. When Donald Trump was elected, his sons, Don Jr. and Eric, stopped doing deals with foreign entities, stopped doing foreign deals. When Joe Biden was elected vice president, his kids started doing foreign deals. Kind of a big difference, don't you think? And Hunter Biden had no experience in petroleum or petrochemicals or international Fortune 500s, none of that. And somehow he hits the mother load, getting paid, what was it, $1.5 million in just over a year. And then he goes to China on Air Force Two with his father, comes home with a $1.5 billion deal. Can you imagine if Don Jr. flew to China with Mike Pence or anybody else and however that would have worked and came home with a $1.5 billion deal? Or if Eric Biden was over getting an $85,000 a month salary from some company in Ukraine? The double standard is remarkable, absolutely remarkable. And it just takes an honest person to say, you know what, Steve, you're right. Well, thank you for noticing. It is Thursday. We're rounding out hour number one. Sonny Perdue, the Ag Secretary, will join me in hour number two. A lot to talk about there. Don't go anywhere. Some final thoughts in this hour straight ahead.
An entertaining source for news about everything you care about that's fun and easy to understand? Now you have one. Paycheckology. Do you want a news source that covers everything you need from important national issues right down to your own community? Paycheckology. Do you feel your concerns are getting lost in the media circus when it comes to important issues like jobs, immigration, and everyday American lives? Well, not anymore. Welcome to Paycheckology, the place to find important stories you won't get anywhere else, where the world is viewed through your paycheck's perspective. And that's a real eye-opener. Paycheckology is a digital news source where you can get all the news you need in a fun, informative way focused on strong, independent people who believe in real work ethic and the American dream. Paycheckology believes in hard work, great jobs, our borders, and our American way of life. If you believe in America like we do and want a news source that's honest, fun, and real, check out Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com. That's Paycheckology at PaycheckTalk.com.